This Raw Talk podcast is sponsored by our friends at Mortgage Express. We'd like to thank Alfonso Archuleta of Mortgage Express for supporting the music and ministry of M88. They're located at 3701 San Mateo Northeast at the corner of San Mateo and Comanche. Their phone number is 237-2460. It's the support of listeners and businesses like Alfonso Archuleta and Mortgage Express that makes the music and ministry of M88 possible. Thanks again to Mortgage Express and Alfonso Archuleta for sponsoring this episode of the Raw Talk podcast. Welcome to Rod Talk here on M88. I am your host, Yo. This is a show where we want to challenge you, encourage you, and most of all, get you to think. We want you to know why you believe what you believe, especially in the times that we're living in. It's so important for Christians to know, what is truth? It's the question that Jesus asked Pilate, and we as Christians should be equipped to answer that question whenever it is asked of us. And we're going to dive into that tonight a little bit from a different perspective. But before we get to that, I want to thank really quick our friends at Mortgage Express, Alfonso Archuleta, for supporting the music and ministry of M88. They're located at 3701 San Mateo Northeast at the corner of San Mateo and Comanche. Their phone number, 237-2460. It's because of listeners and businesses like Alfonso Archuleta and Mortgage Express that the music and ministry of M88 even exists. So we appreciate them for sponsoring tonight's episode of Raw Talk here on M88. And just a couple notes to make note of for those of you who are interested. M88 is gearing up to do something rather unique. Starting in June, we are going to do something very special called the Truth Project. Now, the Truth Project is basically an intense 12-week training course where you will learn what it means to have a Christian worldview. You know, a large majority of Christians don't even understand what that means. What is a Christian worldview? Well, that's a worldview that's based on the Bible. Well, a lot of Christians don't even believe that the Bible is reliable, believe it or not. So we are, as a staff, going to help out with that through the Truth Project. The Truth Project being put on by Focus on the Family. Basically, it's a course of DVDs, and then we facilitate a discussion on various topics, including economics. We take a closer look at philosophy. We take a closer look at prophecy. We take a look at simple things like, why is the Bible reliable? What is the gospel? Why is Jesus Christ the only way to get to heaven? We'll take a look at all of that and examine it in detail so that you can be equipped in today's world, in today's society, to stand for truth. If you'd like more details about the upcoming Truth Project with M88, I encourage you to visit m88.org for more details. That'll be coming next month. We are all really, really excited about doing that, and space is going to be extremely limited. We want this to be a very discussion-orientated group, so these groups aren't going to be very large. We're only going to do a few of them because there's only so many DJs here at M88. So if you want to jump in on that, you want to check that out. And if you want more details about the Truth Project, visit truthproject.org for more details. You can see a trailer there of what this whole series is going to be about. We are so excited to get involved with that, and hopefully you'll get involved with us for the Truth Project. And also, just want to remind you, we got lots of stuff coming up in the month of June, including Sundays in the Park with Jimmy Needham. Need to Breathe is going to be here for a concert. And this coming Saturday, the last day of May, it's the Health and Fitness Fair. And again, if you want more details about all these activities, be sure to check out m88.org. Well, the summer movie season is upon us. So tonight I thought, you know, we've been talking about some pretty heavy topics the past few Sundays here on Raw Talk. And I want to kind of take a lighter approach to basically the same subject. We've been kind of focusing on evangelism. How can we share the gospel? Why is it so important for us to get the gospel out there? And so tonight we're going to approach that from a slightly lighter point of view because, you know, things don't always have to be heavy and dour on Raw Talk. So we're going to talk about summer movies. One of my favorite topics. I love going to the movies, and let me just say before we get too much further that tonight's discussion is not in any way an endorsement of any film that is discussed. We, as a staff, as a management, as a business, as a church, are not endorsing any of these films. This is all just a discussion between you and I. So if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share on one very important topic. How much should Christians use pop culture to share the gospel? That's what we wanted to discuss tonight. Just how much should we use the things that we see in culture around us to share the good news of Jesus Christ? There's basically two sides to that, yes and no. Some people say absolutely we should use the things that are in culture, such as summer movies, to help build a bridge to share the gospel. Then there's others that say, no, we don't need that. The gospel is the gospel, and that's enough alone. Well, what do you think? Can we use especially the summer movie season? The summer movie season is an event in and of itself, and millions of people go to the movies every summer. They all see the same films. They're all talking about the same films. Is this something that we can use to help share the gospel? Tell me what you think, because if you don't, it's going to be a very boring show because I won't have anything to talk about. I'm going to need your help with tonight's discussion because I'm sitting in here by myself. 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790 to join in with tonight's conversation. How much should we share the gospel based off of what we see in pop culture? Should we even do that as Christians? Is there a better way to share the gospel than to, some people say, water it down? Commercial Christianity by using things that we see in today's culture. Well, what do you think? 505-338-5790 to join in with tonight's conversation, whether it's a comment that you'd like to share, a thought you'd like to share, or maybe you have a question about that. Maybe it's something that you've been thinking about and you're not quite sure what to think. Well, ask a question tonight and that'll stir up some discussion. And that's what we're doing tonight on Raw Talk. We're just talking with each other. No special guests, no preset agenda, just what you guys want to discuss. You're going to drive tonight's Raw Talk. So 505-338-5790. I'm asking you not to leave me hanging here talking to myself because that's very boring and not very entertaining at all. So 505-338-5790 for tonight's Raw Talk as we talk about the summer movie season. How much should we use that to help share the gospel? Because we as Christians, as we discussed last week, with all that's going on in the world, time is growing short to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We see things happening in today's world that point out just how short the time is. With the death toll in China recently rising to 50,000, those are 50,000 lives that many of them, as far as we know, we don't know for sure, but many of them probably did not have a chance to really think about Jesus Christ. Many of them maybe rejected Jesus Christ and never got a second opportunity. Who knows what's happening? But the point is, those lives are gone forever. We need to make the most of every opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, can we do that with summer movies? It's the one thing that everyone's talking about right now. Should Christians be talking about? 505-338-5790 if you'd like to join in with tonight's conversation and share some thoughts about that. Just how much should Christians use today's culture to share the gospel? Should we do that at all? That's a big question that a lot of people have. Maybe we shouldn't use culture. Maybe we should just do things on our own. We don't need to have that kind of relatability. Does pop culture help us be more relatable when we can talk intelligently about the TV shows, the movies, the video games, and things of that nature, and have small talk with people? Well, what do you think? Is that a viable way to help share the gospel? 505-338-5790 to join in with tonight's conversation here on Raw Talk. I was taking a look at the box office numbers, and of course, Indiana Jones, as everyone expected, took the lead at the box office, making over $100 million just during the weekend. That's just May 23rd through the 25th, and it actually opened on Thursday, May 22nd. And, of course, they're going to count tomorrow's as well, Monday, since it is a holiday weekend. So its box office take will be much larger than that, but it's a three-day weekend take was $100 million, a little bit more than that. So there is one thing that millions of people have already seen and we'll be talking about. People have been talking about this leading up to the release of the film. Well, how much should Christians be talking about that? And can we use that to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? Tell me what you think. Not necessarily about the movie, but how we could use that particular movie. 505-338-5790 to join us here on Raw Talk for tonight's conversation. We have Monica on the line. Monica, welcome to Raw Talk. Thank you for being the very first brave caller to call in on this topic tonight. And what do you have to say, Monica?
I just feel that, like, music and because I really don't listen to the station. This is the first time I've ever really listened to it. And, other music and, even rap, anything. I feel that, certain songs, God's talking to us, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In movies and, I don't know, I've felt, very strongly about, trying to find God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
you feel that we can use things from the culture around us to help relate Christ to people, to use it to reach out to people of Jesus Christ?
Yes, I feel that God, sends the signs or something to, you know, tell us, you know, that he's there, he loves us, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people often don't see those signs. So how much do you think it's up to Christians to help interpret those particular messages? Because, even though I can see a lot of messages and movies and whatnot, most people miss them. Should we as Christians try to point out how those messages are revealed in things like movies or music and things of that nature? Or is that trying to make something sacred out of the secular?
Sacred out of what?
Out of the secular, out of the worldly.
That's what I don't know. I feel that that's what life is about. I feel that why shouldn't we point those out? Why shouldn't we do that?
Well, if we don't do it, no one will they, Monica?
No, they won't.
Well, thanks so much for calling in and getting us started tonight, Monica. You have a great evening, all right? And enjoy your Memorial Day tomorrow.
Okay, you too.
All right, thanks for calling in. 505-338-5790 if you'd like to join in with tonight's conversation as we talk about just how much we use things like the summer movie season to help relate the gospel to people. Is that something that we as Christians should do? Should we use pop culture to help relate the gospel to people? Or, you know, is that something that we should avoid? Some people say, you know, we need to be a people who are set apart in the world, but not of it. What exactly does that mean? 505-338-5790 to join in with tonight's conversation as we talk about our culture and whether or not we can use it to help illustrate the truths of the gospel. Talking about Indiana Jones, just to give you an example of one of the things I do, I actually write movie reviews and video game reviews for a website called HollywoodJesus.com. This is a place where we take a look at culture from a Christian point of view. And there's some debate about whether or not that's even possible. But one of the reasons I enjoy writing for this particular website, which I do all for volunteer, I'm not, you know, getting paid, so it's not like I'm trying to endorse something that I'm getting paid for. I just do it because I love it. And I do it completely on a volunteer basis. But I enjoy trying to see analogies and parables in the culture around us that I can use to relate the gospel to people. And one of the things that occurred to me is how Indiana Jones is always searching for treasure. And you can relate that right back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. You know, millions of people want to go see Indiana Jones. Well, you can talk to them. Oh, isn't it interesting that he was seeking after this treasure? Well, what is the treasure you're seeking after? What is it that you value most? And we can use that to talk with people and hopefully steer the conversation, perhaps, to the truths of the gospel, that there is a treasure that lasts for all eternity. I don't know if you ever notice this, but in the Indiana Jones films, he never gets to hang on to the treasure. He never gets to keep it. It always slips from his grasp. Well, that's so true of what we see in the world around us. All the treasure that we seek after eventually will slip from our grasp. Which is kind of depressing when you think about it, but there is a treasure that we can have that will last for all eternity, but it only comes through Jesus Christ. Okay, yo, that's kind of interesting, but what does that mean? Well, what I want to know is that something that we could use to talk with people about the truths of the gospel? Tell me what you think. 505-338-5790. We have Don on the line. Don, welcome to Raw Talk, and what do you have to say?
Thanks for putting me on. Hey, thanks for your ministry, by the way.
Well, thank you for listening.
Hey, you know, when in Rome, brother, you know, if we don't get out there and meet people and experience the pop culture that's going on, there's no way for us to become involved with those who aren't, who don't know us. So, mm-hmm. you know, if we don't get involved, who will? And you know, what the devil's involved with it, so why shouldn't we be out there preaching to our other brothers that don't know Christ, you know?
Now, let me ask you this, Don, because you bring up a good point that if we don't do it, then we're just leaving it wide open for the enemy to use it. But the question always comes up, how do we make sure that we're not compromising in order to be more relatable? How can we balance being relatable by understanding the culture and being able to talk intelligently about it with people without necessarily compromising who we are as Christians? Where is the balance in that, Don?
Well, you know, at some point, we all know what the difference between right and wrong, and we either choose to do good or choose to do evil. So, whether it's a movie you're going to, or whether it's a something else, someone you're talking to about a pop culture issue or everything else, we understand the difference between right and wrong, and we choose to either indulge or not indulge. You know. Just because we don't indulge doesn't mean it's not going on. So I guess my point is you know, we have to get involved and be involved, and it's a risk in our for us to get involved. But at the same time, we still have that frame of reference of the Bible to always go back to give us the right answer.
That's true, and just like the Bible says, whether you turn aside to the right or to the left, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And the more we're in the Word, the stronger that voice will be for us, and we won't lose our direction. Don, thank you so much for calling in, man. I really appreciate you sharing your insights tonight.
Hey, thanks. And again, thanks for your ministry.
Well, thank you for supporting it, man. We really appreciate it. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too. God bless.
All right. Take care, Don. Next up, we have Patricia on Raw Talk. Welcome, Patricia, and what do you have to say?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, so I think that everybody likes those Indiana Jones movies. They are escape from the reality. They do have, you know, anything that has to do with the Bible is history, so that's always great. So in a way, that brings forth that idea. But what I really wanted to share was something that C.S. Lewis once wrote. Miracles are retelling in small letters of the very same story which is written across the whole world, and letters too large for some of us to see.
Wow. I always love C.S. Lewis. Well, what does that mean to you, Patricia, when you read that?
When I read that, I think of how the great, you know, great stories are written, like even in Chronicle of Narnia that's out now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has, if you turn it into perspective, into a biblical perspective, a great friend that dies for, you know, a great somebody who loves you so much that they will be willing to die for you. And who but Jesus Christ fits that? I mean, you know, you can see that in the movies, in that first Chronicles of Narnia. And you can see it in different stories. For instance, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
The love that one hobbit had for the others, and he ended up having to die. And, you know, a lot of times we don't really actually read these messages into it, but they're there. They're you know what I mean?
I do. They are there, but most people don't have the eyes to see nor the ears to hear, and perhaps that's where we as Christians can help out. And if we don't help out, like Monica was pointing out, then who will? And those messages will go completely lost on people who need to hear the truth.
That's true.
Well, Patricia, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your perspective on this tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for listening to what I had to say.
My pleasure. And thank you for sharing C.S. Lewis. He always adds a lot to any conversation.
Okay.
Have a great evening and enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
And you as well.
All right. Thank you, Patricia. Next up, we have Barson on the line. Barson, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say? Hello, Barson. All right, we'll come back to Barson here in just a bit. Next up, we have Lindsay. Lindsay, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
I think that there's nothing wrong with using, I mean, not just pop culture, but anything that's happening in our culture and society to share the gospel with people. And I don't think that you necessarily have to water down the gospel in order to make it relatable to people. I mean, that's what Jesus did in his parables all the time. He used what was around them, the things that people were facing in life already, and used that to to make himself make sense to them.
I was hoping someone would bring that up eventually about how Jesus used the common to relate the eternal. But, you know, the question is, okay, well, he used things like farming and, you know, the nature around them and things like that. Is it the same thing when we use things like movies to relate biblical truths to people? Is that really as similar as what Jesus did, do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't think that I can ever share the gospel quite like Jesus did, but he used the things that were around them. And mm-hmm. In our culture, farming is not necessarily relatable to everyone, but movies are. And I know that there's that thin balance between being in the world and not of it, and that's one of the biggest challenges to Christians. But I don't think we should write something off just because it's not necessarily in the Bible. If it can make Jesus make sense to someone, then I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah, I heard someone talking today in our church talking about evangelism at any cost, which I thought was a very interesting statement. I know some people might think that's rather extreme to say something like that.
A little radical.
Yeah, but, you know, it brings up an interesting point, just how desperate are we to share the gospel with people and how far are we willing to go? You know, I don't think he was talking about anything that would be compromising, but just the passion to share the gospel no matter what, that you won't let anything hinder you from doing it, even if it means trying to understand why people enjoy going to movies and maybe going to movies with them as a friend. And then afterwards, when you're talking about it, saying, oh, what'd you think of the movie?
Yeah.
And then they might ask you the same question. Oh, Open Door, what'd you think of the movie? Well, I thought it was kind of interesting. It reminded me of such and such parable that Jesus told in the Bible. And you could totally blow them away from that with that.
Exactly. And we should never compromise truth. I agree with that, that we should never compromise truth. But mm-hmm. I do think that we live in times that it's very urgent to share the gospel. And any way that we can do that without compromising the truth of who Jesus is and that he is the only way to salvation, it's definitely worth it. And not only worth it, but it's if we're not doing it, we're missing our call as Christians.
Absolutely. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts tonight. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Memorial Day. 505-338-5790, if you'd like to join in on tonight's conversation as we talk, just how much should we use the culture around us to help relate the truths of the gospel? Can we call the movies we see, especially during the summer movie season, can we call them pop culture parables? Are they parables that we can use to relate biblical truth? Should we even try to use them as parables to relate biblical truth? And perhaps more importantly, where is the line between compromise and conviction when it comes to doing something like using movies to help relate the gospel? What do you think? What are your opinions? Or maybe you have a question that you'd like to ask about that. Maybe it's something that you've often pondered and would like to ask a question to kind of stir up some discussion. Give me a call, 505-338-5790. I can't do the show alone tonight. I need your help with it and appreciate everyone who's called in so far. But if you'd like to offer up something, please do so, 505-338-5790. 9-0. We have Barson on the line. Barson, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Well, I believe that we have to use any tool and every tool we have to reach the people in the world. It's not God was willing to do anything, so he sent his son. Why can't we be willing to do anything,
mm-hmm.
what it takes?
Now, let me ask you, Barson, because I agree with you. We need to do whatever it takes. But again, where do we find the line between doing whatever it takes and compromise? How can we make sure that we're not compromising ourselves in the pursuit of sharing the gospel and going out into the culture to do that?
Well, yeah, as long as we're not trying to sell sex on our videos or movies or as long as we're not trying to say that the world is a great place to be and God's not all that,
mm-hmm.
I think we're doing a good job. As long as we have to take this movie. Have you ever seen Facing the Giants? That is an awesome movie. It has a great message. And when I watched it, there was a power of God that was there,
mm-hmm.
that came through the film. And I'm a filmmaker myself. I'm a Christian filmmaker. And this is my field. And, I think that not only should we do films, but as Christians, some of the films I've seen as Christians are pretty lame.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about that.
And I think that we should, the world that's the one thing that Christians don't do. The world goes after it with everything they have.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christians seem to lag behind on everything. But we need to be more, I don't know, we need to be more not forceful, but I think we need to want it more. Because I think that we're so worried about what someone else is going to think about something we say or do in our everyday lives or in a film or media that we don't actually give God everything, and it comes across as, oh, yeah, well, he's a Christian, so, you know, I really don't want to be that kind of Christian.
Right.
I've run across so many people in this field that don't want to have anything to do with Christians because of the way that Christians act.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that if we can show people the real Christians and not the fake Christians, that we'd be reaching more people than we could what we're doing now.
Now, Barson, let me ask you this, because I've talked with other Christian filmmakers about this, about, you know, what makes a Christian movie a quote-unquote Christian movie, and it's kind of apropos for what we're discussing tonight. To make a Christian movie, does it have to explicitly explain what the gospel is, or can a Christian movie merely leave it as something that's implied that people need to figure out? Because the reason I say that is very often I found it much easier to explain the gospel to people using mainstream films because they aren't turned off by, you know, quote-unquote being thumped over the head with the Bible or having a religion shoved in their face. And then they don't expect it from mainstream movies, and yet you can say, well, did you realize that it was talking about this issue, which is what Jesus said, so on and so forth, and you can bring them right to it, and they don't even see it coming. What do you think? As a Christian filmmaker, is it necessary for a Christian film to explicitly explain step by step what the gospel is, or can we simply tell a parable that has the truth in it but doesn't necessarily explain it overtly?
Well, I think if you look back, I mean, when Jesus was, he used parables that explained it. I mean, he didn't exactly say, you know, come out and say it. He used the parables.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, let me tell you this first. When we're in school, we're taught as a Christian, as a filmmaker, that people in general are not very smart. So you're going to have to show them everything, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because some people out there just don't get it.
Uh-huh.
But I believe that people don't get a credit enough for being, you know, having common sense or being able to get it. And if we just show a little, you know, you don't have to lead them by the nose to the gospel, but just a couple implied, you know, God moves here, something like that happens. Like, there's a couple of movies that's not Christians that are made of Christian movies, like David. That's not a Christian, it's not a Christian maker, I mean, a Christian filmmaker movie, but it has a lot of the Bible in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets people intrigued. And if you really show people the true Bible and the true word, God's awesome. And to me, he's interesting. And anybody could be interested by God if they would acknowledge that he's real. And if you could acknowledge and show people that he's real in film, you know, it could be, you know, like a made-up situation, you know, that could happen. And it would be an awesome situation where people come to God and... it'd be awesome if that would be a great ministry, I think.
I would agree with you, and I think we have an opportunity to do that both with Christian films and quote-unquote non-Christian films, that there are truths that we can share from all that. And thank you so much for giving us your insight as a Christian filmmaker, Barson. I really appreciate you calling in tonight.
No problem.
All right, have a good evening. Enjoy your Memorial Day.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. 505-338-5790. If you have a question or comment about just how much we as Christians should use the culture around us to share the truths of the gospel, can we say that pop culture is full of parables and that we can help interpret those parables to the general masses? Why should we do that? How should we do that? Should we do that? 505-338-5790. If you have a question or comment that you'd like to add to tonight's conversation. Next, we have Ruben on the line. Ruben, welcome to Rock Talk. What do you have to say, Ruben?
Yeah, I just have to say, you know, that, like you said, how much watering down do we have to put on the Word of God before, mm-hmm. you know, we actually put it out, you know, mainstream, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, before we start doing anything and moving on what we know, you know, we should get on, first thing we should do, you know, get on our knees, you know, ask the Holy Spirit and ask God to guide us on how much we need to do and how much, you know, what, in other words, our mission for that specific purpose, rather than to jumping into water and not realizing how deep it is.
That's a very good point. We want to be careful that we don't get in over our heads, especially when it comes to trying to relate to the culture and relate the culture to people who need Jesus Christ, right?
Exactly. In other words, like getting too much over your head. And when you jump in there, you know, blind, you know, if someone might ask you a question, you know, might not be able to relate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, opening your mouth rather than to, you know, studying the Word of God and, you know, letting the Holy Spirit lead you. You know, just like, you know, Jesus said, you know, it won't be you who will be speaking. You know, it will be the Holy Spirit speaking through you.
Well, you bring up a very good point so far as discernment, and I'm glad that you brought it up. One of the things that I've always not struggled with, but always been very careful with, I'm constantly questioning whether or not I'm having more of an impact on culture than culture is having an impact on me, especially as someone who goes to review movies as a Christian, reviews them for a Christian movie site, and often writes analysis of them, not just reviews, but tries to talk about some of the themes and how they relate to biblical truths. And I constantly question, okay, am I really doing something that is ministering to people, or am I just using this as an excuse to say, it's okay for me to go see movies a lot because I use them to relate spiritual truths? And that's something that I constantly have to question and keep in balance. And I've often found if I'm not questioning that, then I'm probably at a very lukewarm point. And a couple things I'd like to point out to people. One, it's good to question that. It's good to constantly examine how much we're impacting the culture or how much is the culture impacting us. We want to make sure that we're not just sitting in there and slowly becoming lukewarm with the culture around us. And one way that we can make sure that isn't happening is have some people around you who know you and can honestly tell you when you might be compromising, quite frankly. And what was good for me is I once shared this at my Bible study because I was having a moment of doubt. I was like, I don't know if I'm really doing anything. Maybe I'm just fooling myself. And one of the Bible study members was kind enough and honest enough to encourage me and to say that they really thought that I was doing something that was worthwhile and would minister to people. And at that point, I needed that encouragement because I was becoming discouraged, and who knows what would have happened if I would have gone down that road of discouragement. Yet, it's always good to constantly examine ourselves. So I'm glad you brought that up, Ruben. It's a very good point, and it's very important if we're going to use pop culture to help relate the truths of the gospel.
Exactly.
Well, Ruben, thank you so much for calling up. I really appreciate you bringing up an important point tonight.
No problem. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Have a great Memorial Day.
You, too.
505-338-5790 if you'd like to join in tonight's conversation as we talk about just how much we use the summer movies. It's been a busy summer movie season so far. As a reviewer, I have been busy just about every weekend going out to see these movies. I saw Prince Caspian, of course. Saw Indiana Jones. Saw Speed Racer. Saw Iron Man. All in this month. It's been crazy, and it's given me a lot to write about. I've been writing like crazy to not only review these movies, but do some analysis of some of the themes that they bring up and how they point out biblical truths. Yeah, it's something I really enjoy doing, but again, it's something that I'm constantly questioning to make sure that I'm not just fooling myself and pretending like I'm doing something for God, but that I am actually doing something that hopefully will minister to people. That in every instance when I go and look at these pop culture parables, that I'm using them to help point to the truth of the gospel. So there's a lot of themes out there right now with just the movies that we've seen in May that we could be talking about with people. And I'll explain more about why I think, me personally, again, we are not endorsing any film, nor are we endorsing people to take up a ministry of going to watch movies to share the gospel. We're just talking about things here. This isn't something that is a policy at M88, at Calvary of Albuquerque. All right, so this is not an official endorsement of any of these films. 505-338-5790. If you'd like to join in with tonight's conversation, you got a question about this. You got a comment that you'd like to share about how much we can use things like summer movies, the culture around us, to share the truths of the gospel. Should we do that? How can we keep ourselves from being compromised by doing that? Something you'd like to share, something you'd like to ask, give us a call. 505-338-5790. We have Haley on the line. Haley, thanks for hanging in there. And what do you have to say?
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to say that I think it's a really good idea, you know, to use movies and stuff, because my mom's a children's pastor, and she's, like, used Narnia and stuff to show, you know, because it's an allegory of Jesus dying for us. But I'd also say that it'd be bad to compromise, like, to replace God's word with a movie. Like, if you are too scared or something to talk to him, and it's a good way to, you know, talk to them.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't replace completely ministering to them.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things that I wanted to mention, Haley, that, you know, this is kind of shocking, but depending on what study you look at, around 90% of Christians in North America have never led another person to a personal relationship with Christ, which is kind of shocking. But I think part of that is due to the fact that we find evangelism intimidating. You know, we think, oh, well, I'm not Billy Graham. Of course you're not Billy Graham. There's only one Billy Graham. We're not all going to be Billy Graham. And yet people are intimidated by this idea of evangelism and, you know, sharing the four spiritual laws, or, you know, doing something that's very, very formulaic, and not everyone feels comfortable with doing that. And they feel like, well, there's evangelists to do that work. The fact is, we're all called to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're all called to help lead people to Christ. And like you pointed out, Haley, one way to do that is just to talk to people, not necessarily preach at them. We're not all preachers, but we can talk to people. And an easy way to talk to a lot of people is by talking about some of the movies that they've seen this summer, just to strike up a conversation. We should never underestimate the power of small talk, because it builds relationships. Jesus actually did a lot of small talk when he was here on earth, and that small talk often led to discussions of spiritual truths. And talking about movies is a great way to start up a small talk conversation. And like you pointed out, it can just kind of take the edge off and make evangelism seem a little less intimidating. Do you often do that with your friends, Haley? Do you like to strike up conversations with them about this, that, or the other thing just to get them talking?
Not as much to some of my friends, because I don't see a lot of movies they do, but I'll discuss it with my other Christian friends, and I'll watch a movie, and it'll be like God puts something on my heart, like a message, and I'll be like, oh, that's cool. I'll have to say that to somebody.
Well, that's good, and I hope you continue to do that and have the courage to do that, especially with your non-Christian friends or non-Christian strangers that you encounter. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing tonight, Haley. All right, have a great Memorial Day. Are you out of school, Haley? Are you done for the summer?
Yeah, thank God.
It's always a big praise when school has ended, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your summer, and hopefully the movies that you see will give you plenty to talk about with people. And who knows, maybe this will be the summer that you help lead someone to Christ. Wouldn't that be a memorable summer?
That would be awesome.
All right, well, we'll pray that happens for you, Haley.
Okay.
Thanks so much. 505-338-5790, if you'd like to join in with tonight's conversation. You know, Narnia has been brought up a lot. Narnia currently in theaters, Prince Caspian. I had a chance to see that myself. And a lot of people bring up, you know, the Jesus angle, that Aslan is Jesus. And actually, one of the things that I thought really stood out in the movie Prince Caspian was the concept of help. Because, you know, they use Susan's horn to summon help to Narnia, brings back the four kids to help them make a stand against an invading army. And that same theme keeps coming up. Where are you going to turn for help? No one could find Aslan, so they weren't sure if he was going to be there to help them. Some suggested returning to the White Witch for help to stand against their enemy. You know, there's all this question of where will they get help? Well, that had me thinking about Psalm 121, which says, I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. especially with what we've seen going on in the world recently, we know that there's a lot of people in the world today who need help that will turn to just about anywhere to find that help. But there's only one place where they can find help that will last. They need to turn to the maker of heaven and earth. And that was a theme that I saw in Prince Caspian that I've been able to share with some people and say, you know, there's only one place where you can find help that will help you for all eternity. It's Jesus Christ. He's the only one who died on the cross and rose from the dead to help you be free from sin, to help you be free from guilt, to help you experience what love really is, to help you have eternal life. You won't find that kind of help anywhere else. And that was one way I was able to use Narnia in talking with people about eternal truths. And if you have a question or comment about this, should we be using things like even Narnia? It's still a movie. It's still made by, at least partnered with, a mainstream Hollywood company. Should we be using that to help relate the truths of the gospel? Should Christians do that with pop culture? Or if you have a question about that, give me a call, 505-338-5790. We have Christina on the line. Christina, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Christina?
Hi.
Hi.
My husband and I were listening to your show.
Well, thank you for doing that.
We enjoy your show on Sundays. Something that came to my mind was the fact that Jesus' parables were simply examples of the culture that was around him.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke of fishermen. He spoke of farmers. He gave examples to the world that was around him to help explain the gospels of the kingdom you couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I see it when you're using a movie as an example or relating construction talk to a coworker,
mm-hmm.
you're doing the same thing. You're sharing relevant news or relevant current situations and explaining how the gospel or how God's love can be shared through those current events.
And let me ask you, Christina, like I've asked a lot of people tonight, because it's so important, where is the line between being relevant and being compromised when it comes to sharing these truths? You know, obviously, Jesus Christ, being fully God and fully human, probably had a better grasp on how to walk that fine line and balance that better than we can. But how can we make sure that in an effort to be relevant, that we aren't compromising? How can we do that?
My personal opinion is that you just have to make sure that you are really solid in your walk with God, that you are in constant communications with him, and that you know the God that you serve. If you know him, he will correct you if you start to get off the path.
Well, that is really good advice.
If you read your Bible, if you know the God you serve, no question's going to throw you because it's not you.
You're absolutely right. You know, actually recently, I'm sure people have heard of this thing called Grand Theft Auto that came out, a video game that, you know, made just a sick amount of cash. But one of my responsibilities for HollywoodJesus.com was to do video game reviews, and I played a little bit of the game, and I did so to tell people, you know, some of the truths about the game. I was getting perfect scores from all kinds of media, and I told people, you know, it's not as perfect as you think, and more importantly, there's a lot of things in there that you're just better off avoiding. Of course, the question came up, did I need to experience that to tell people to avoid it? You know, it's like saying, well, you don't need to be shot to know that it's going to hurt if you get shot. And, you know, there's a long debate that we could get into with that, but to your point, one of the things that helps me to do those things on the rare occasion where I have to do something like that is I increased my my time in the Word and my time in prayer a lot when going through that to make sure that I would not lose my way. And it's so important, like you pointed out, that our time with the Lord is our base of operations, our solid foundation. And if that's a little bit rocky, we better not worry about what movies we're going to share with people, but how much time we're spending with the Lord, right?
Exactly. I feel that if you are, this isn't a criticism to anybody, but if you are shaky around sin,
mm-hmm.
whatever the sin is, then that is a weakness in you, and you need to go to God about it. You and God need to get closer about it. You and God, he needs to heal you. He needs to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's a problem in you, then you and God need to deal with that first, and then he will show you how to help other people through what you have learned.
You also bring up another good point, Christina. We need to know what our limits are. We need to know what our weaknesses are so that we avoid those things that we know that we're weak in. We shouldn't go around fooling ourselves thinking, well, I'm doing this for the sake of the gospel, so it's okay, and then go someplace that we know will be tempting and compromising for us, because that's just foolishness. That's why God gave us discernment and wisdom. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I do want to remind people, know what your weaknesses are, know what your vulnerable spots are, and then avoid any place that would attack those vulnerable spots. That's just good warfare when you avoid exposing your weak areas. And I don't care if you say it's for the sake of the gospel or not, it's not smart tactics to expose your vulnerable areas. And no one in any sort of military school would tell you otherwise, and it's no different in the army of God. I'm glad you brought that up, Christina.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great Memorial Day.
You too.
All right. Have a good night. 505-338-5790. If you'd like to join in with tonight's conversation, how much should we use pop culture to share the truth of the gospel? Should we use pop culture to help relate the truths of the gospel? Can we use things like the summer movies that are all over the place? It's one of the busiest summer movie seasons that I can remember. A quote-unquote event movie coming out just about every weekend this summer. Millions of people going to see the movies. Can we use that? Is that ground that will help us relate better to people to help share the gospel with them? And should we even be doing that? 505-338-5790. 505-338-5790 to share your comments, your opinions on that, or if you have a question about it, please ask me. Like I said, one of the things that I do for fun, for volunteer, is I spend my off time writing reviews, writing analysis of movies for HollywoodJesus.com. It's what I do on the side just to have something fun to do when I'm not here at M88 having fun. And it's something that I've been doing for quite some time. I really enjoy using movies as pop culture parables to relate the truths of God's gospel and the gospel of Jesus Christ to people. But I want to know, what do you think? Is that something that's okay? Should we be doing that? Can there be a Christian viewpoint when it comes to the things of pop culture, such as the summer movie season? 505-338-5790. As I've been going through the show, I've been sharing some of the themes that I've seen and the summer movies that have come out so far, and talking about Speed Racer, which came out earlier this May. One of the things that really struck me about Speed Racer was the concept of the love of a father. There's a very touching scene in there where the dad, who made a previous mistake with another son that left, when his second son was getting ready to leave, he realized that the first time he made a mistake. So this time he made sure that he told his son, A, that he loved him very much, and B, that his door would always be open whenever his son wanted to return, that he would always have a home no matter what. And that just made me instantly think of Luke chapter 15, where we get the parable of the lost son. The son that decided to leave his dad, wanted his inheritance, wanted to live life on his own terms, and left. And then found out that life didn't turn out quite the way that he was hoping, and decided to return to his dad. And what did he find? He found a father who was waiting with open arms, who was waiting with desperate love to welcome that son back. And if you know a little bit about the culture, a dignified person, a person of rank in that culture, would not be seen running. And yet this guy, this father, ran to his son and hugged him and kissed him and welcomed him home, welcomed him back as an honored son. So when I was watching Speed Racer, I was thinking how much it reminds me of the love of our Father, our Heavenly Father, who will always welcome us back with open arms, with love, with forgiveness. And doesn't matter how long we've been gone, how long we've walked out that door, God loves us and will always welcome us back. That's why Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive our sins and rose from the dead to give us eternal life so that we can always be welcomed in the house of God. And some people might think, well, that's kind of a stretch to pull out a Speed Racer. And yet I thought it was a theme that was very prominent in that film, whether intentional or not. I'm sure it was not intentional, but seemed very obvious to me and gave me an opportunity to share with some people, both by writing on the internet and with talking with people. But is that something we should be doing? I mean, and I don't mind if you tell me if you think I'm wrong. That's absolutely fine if you disagree with me. That's why we do Raw Talk, so we can discuss these things, so we can try to discover truth as iron sharpens iron. That doesn't always agree, but we want to talk about these things honestly so that we can make sure that we as Christians are doing the number one thing that we should be doing, which is sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Time is short. There is no time to lose when it comes to sharing salvation with as many people as possible. Because as we've seen with recent events in Burma, Myanmar, China, here in the United States with the tornadoes, we don't know how much time is left. And we must be out there sharing with as many people as possible before time runs out. The question is, can we use things like the summer movie season to help build a bridge, to make a relationship with people, to connect with people, to start talking with them, have conversations with them, so that eventually we can have that opportunity to share with them the great gift of salvation. We have Isaac on the line, and if you'd like to call in like Isaac, 505-338-5790. And Isaac, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
I think that movie making can make more people excited about hearing about the book, but if I think that the book, there are more parts that are interesting than others. It's kind of like life, because if you make movies about life, they don't make it all around when you're sleeping. It's more like when you're awake, they make the movie, because if they made the movie about the 8 hours you're sleeping, it would be a boring movie. And
true.
And I'm not saying being bored is bad, because being bored is kind of good, because it makes you more excited and looking forward to the exciting things in life.
Mm-hmm.
There should not be one way to preach. There should be many ways. And it doesn't matter which ones work or doesn't work. We learn from our mistakes, and through there we could get more people to listen. So I think that would be good.
That's very sage advice, and I like how you brought up the book is always better. I remember when The Passion of the Christ came out, and I would tell people, yeah, it looks interesting, but I think I like the book better.
Yeah.
And some people didn't quite get that joke, and I wasn't as clever as I thought I was, but I often laughed at my own jokes. And...
Yeah.
Well, Isaac, thank you so much for calling in with that insight. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great Memorial Day, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You
Bye.
Bet. 505-338-5790. What do you think about this conversation about pop culture and Christianity? Can we use things like the summer movie season to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to share the gospel? One last film I'd like to touch on, and one of the themes that I saw in it, Iron Man came out at the beginning of the summer movie season, the first movie to release in the month of May, and it's about a hero. Naturally, a lot of people think, oh, hero, sacrifice, Jesus Christ, he's a Christ figure, and that's not something that I necessarily picked up from Iron Man. But what I did pick up on that I thought was very interesting, Tony Stark is not the best person of character. He has a lot of moral failings. And yet, when he puts on the suit, suddenly he's heroic and he does great good deeds. Well, that had me thinking about what do we do as Christians? Is our faith genuine? Why do we do the good deeds that we do? Is it just a shell that we put on for the world to see, and then inside we are still just as corrupt and sinful as ever? Or have we been changed from the inside out? Tony Stark, Iron Man, changed from the outside, eventually in, but not completely. We as Christians should go the opposite direction. We don't put on a shell of good works, of righteousness to impress the world. What we need to do is to be changed by God on the inside first, and then we can go and do good things for other people. You look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, it talks about that it's not by good works that we are saved, it's through grace, so that no one can boast. Of course, Iron Man boasts because he has his nice iron shell that he can do good works in. It's all him, not the case with Christians. Doesn't matter how much good you do in this world, without the grace of God, all that good is completely worthless. And, as we're pointed out in James, you need both faith and deeds. As a Christian, you need works and faith. Faith without works isn't any good. Works without faith isn't any good. They go hand in hand. And that was one of the things that I pulled out from the film Iron Man to share with people. Like, it's because, you know, let's be honest, sharing the gospel with people who think they are quote unquote good, very difficult prospect. They don't see the need as much as some other people. They think they're fine. They're good enough. And it's tough to explain to them, you can never be good enough. If you want to be good enough, you have to be as good as God. And quite frankly, that is impossible, even if you're Iron Man. So, 505-338-5790, if you'd like to share in tonight's conversation about pop culture and Christians, can we use pop culture as parables to relate the truths of the gospel? And I appreciate everyone who called in tonight, especially on a Memorial Day weekend, sharing their comments and insights and questions as we discuss this tonight. Movies is something I really enjoy. I've always enjoyed movies. And again, nothing that we discussed or mentioned tonight was an endorsement of any film by M88, the staff and management, the management and staff of Calvary of Albuquerque. Not endorsing any of it, not saying that anyone should go out and watch movies to share the gospel. This is just a conversation to ask the question. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, and I've mentioned it several times, but since we're just about done for tonight, let me reiterate this. Time is growing short, and we need to share the gospel, because if we don't share the gospel, some people might not get the chance to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. I don't want anyone to be in that situation. God doesn't want anyone to be in that situation. From what we saw with Jesus Christ, he used every means possible to help share the truth of the gospel of the kingdom of God with people, and we as Christians should do the same. The question is, how can we make sure that we don't compromise if we do things like using the culture around us? But the reason that I'm so on this kick recently is because of the stuff that we've been seeing in the world around us, as we see the world basically falling apart with Myanmar, with China, with all the other natural disasters, with things going on in the Middle East. It just seems like time is growing short. And more than ever before, we need to be people who are sharing salvation with as many people as possible. Again, around 90%, depends on which study you look at, around 90% of Christians in America have never led anyone to Christ. It's time for that to change. And if using movies and pop culture is a way to do that, maybe we should do that. Or maybe we don't need to use movies and pop culture. Maybe what we need to do is just start sharing the gospel. Just start telling people that they need a savior. Just start being bold enough to set ourselves apart, to stand apart from this world and say, there is a better way. There is a different way, and you can experience it, but only through Jesus Christ. Maybe what will set us apart is when we start loving our neighbors. For many people, the missions field is right next door. That neighbor that we've never met, never talked to, never gotten to know, that may be the place to start with your mission to share the gospel with as many people as possible. Well, thank you so much, everyone, who joined us tonight here on Raw Talk on this Memorial Day weekend. I really appreciate all the calls, all the insights. You guys helped make the show as shui as possible, because I could not have done it on my own. So thank you so much for helping me out. I consider it a personal favor. If I could shake all your hands right now, I would. But really appreciate everyone's help with Raw Talk tonight. It's part of what makes Raw Talk so special, is that you guys help make the show as special as it is. So thank you so much for your help tonight. Hope you guys have a great Memorial Day. And let me just say, on Memorial Day, let's make sure we remember the one who truly set us free. Yes, we have servicemen all over the world fighting for freedom, defending our freedom. My dad served in the military most of my life. And I honor him every day. I appreciate so much what he did. But the one who truly set us free, who truly showed us what freedom is, was Jesus Christ when he died on the cross and rose from the dead. This Memorial Day, let's make sure we share that with as many people as possible. Have a great evening in the Lord, and thanks for joining me here on Raw Talk.